Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and this would be Dog Days number 6. It is Saturday, and Saturday mornings have become Tai Chi mornings for me. I found a local class here in the Kansas City area. I've been, you know, kind of pursuing Tai Chi off and on for years now. It's kind of like, you know, learning a new programming language with me, Python being the latest, and things like that. And I dabble in it. Unfortunately, I dabble in my guitar playing. My acoustic guitar skills have waned here because, you know, you have to practice those things to keep them current. And so I've been, you know, picking up the guitar and working on getting my chops back up for that and things like that. That's another Saturday morning pursuit. There's a group here in Kansas City that does a jam session called Whiskey Just After Breakfast. So they meet around, I don't know, 9:30, I think, or 9 o'clock, something like that, on Saturdays. It used to be only the third Saturday, but it's expanded to quite a few of the Saturdays of the month. And so there's several jam sessions around town, but I'm really not up to playing at any jam sessions here lately because I just, like I said, I haven't been keeping up on those skills. But I'm trying to brush up on those kinds of things. Tai Chi's been like that. I've mostly been trying to teach myself off of books and things like that. I have had some videos. The thing that always interested me, though, about Tai Chi is being a actor who sings, a singer who dances, as opposed to a dancer who sings. This is something that happens when you go to an equity audition, right? They always have a line, singers who dance and dancers who sing. So what is your strong point, right? Of course, obviously, if you're dancers who sing, then you're mostly going to be doing a dance audition because that's what you're going to contribute to the production. But you will be able to sing also in the choruses and vice versa. You know, you won't be the featured dancer if you're in the singers who dance. Everybody's expected to be able to act at least to a certain degree, right? I'm always looking for the singers who walk and chew gum line, but they never seem to have that one for me. Anyway, in terms of being one of those singers who dance, the thing that always I found interesting was that every single choreographer in the world knows, but somehow people who do Tai Chi videos don't, is you need to mirror everything that you're doing if you're standing in front of people and watching them while they do the steps. So you need to be able to teach them every step backwards so that you can watch them while you're teaching them the steps and make sure that everybody is doing it correctly. This is extremely difficult when you're actually in the show and you are going to be then actually doing those dance numbers later the regular way. But that's what makes for a great choreographer, is at least for Broadway shows and things like that, is that skill set to be able to switch back and forth. And you're not always, you know, actually dancing in the show. But one young lady who impressed me mightily in a production here, professional production, was extremely good at that. And she was also a great people person. Anyway, I ran up to her in the middle of the practice and I said, okay, after the step ball change, then do you step out on your left foot, you know, or on your right foot? And she said, after the second step ball change, I said, yes. And she said, on your right foot. And 2 days later, in a break in practice, she came over and, you know, I had introduced myself, said, hi, I'm Bruce. And, she didn't know me from Adam. I was a part of a big, giant chorus. And she came over and, you know, sat down and talked with me. Hey, Bruce, how you doing? Blah, 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 blah. You know, anyway. For some reason on Tai Chi videos, they say, okay, now step on your left foot, but they're stepping on their right foot. I mean, at least according to you. I mean, they're stepping on their left foot, but that's the foot that is really your right foot because they're facing you so you can see the hands too. And that never did make any sense to me. Anyway, there's video technology to reverse all those things. Just ask the weatherman on TV. So I've been doing Tai Chi class. I feel great, and I don't know all the movements yet, but it's all about the breathing, folks. We don't breathe enough, and we don't drink enough water. So that's the health tip for the week. Bye now.